to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet, you are tuned in, you are locked into the one and only The Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Ojozi, a short brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. I always try to, you know, keep the pointer up there, trying to get the light in here. You know, I need a bigger studio, professional studio. Welcome to The Luna Lounge, Magic Mind. Show brought to you feeling mentally, physically, emotionally fatigued, lack of confusion. You know, you need that clarity, especially physically. Go get your Magic Mind. The link is always in the description box. Is that what you call it? Or info box? Do remember also as well, this show is available on all the podcast platforms from Spotify, Apple, Amazon. Yeah, you can get the Luna Lounge show, download it. Thanks for all of you guys who've been supporting the show so far. Do you know what? It's coming up 2 years, you know. Yeah, the show's coming up 2 years. I believe it was around this time. I believe it was around the summer solstice. Yeah, 2 years ago that the show began. Yeah, 2 years in, we've got what, like, something like 100 and... What was the last one? Was it 113 episodes? Something like that. Not bad, not bad, you know, considering. Shout out, welcome everybody. Faye, Jacqueline Witter, Florence. Shout out to all of you guys who have tuned in also on the Instagram. Welcome, Dominica. How you doing? Hope you're well. Are you traveling? Are you here, there, and everywhere? What has happened? Oh, yeah, we need to speak. I haven't spoken about you in a moment. I don't mean speaking about you in terms of on the show, but, you know, I think you know what I mean. In terms of your membership, yeah. Okay, anywho. Elena, whichever one, both. Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Dylan. And shout out to Pretty. How are you doing, my dear? Welcome to the show. Hope all is well. Hope you and the family, husband, children are all well. Yeah, welcome. Shout out to LaDonna. Oh, you're here also. You're on the Instagram and you're also here also on the YouTube as well. Is it the YouTube? Yeah, it is YouTube. That's what it's showing here. You're here, there, and everywhere. You've been mutable. Okay, it is what it is. What is the weather like where you are? Where are you? Yeah, thank you very much, Florence. Yeah, coming up 2 years. Happy birthday. You should do a solo return. I should do a solo return for this show. I did an electional chart for it, of course. You know, I did it when, you know, Mercury trining, you know, Jupiter and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Get the moon in the good place, had a good Venus. Yeah, I remember when I launched this show. Yeah. Hence why I launched it at 12:30 p.m. That's why it goes out at 12:30 p.m. Because I remember on that day I just got a nice midheaven conjunction. So anywho, and the show is going international, of course. There's actually more people listening to this international than local. It is what it is. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. What is the weather like where you are? I'm in London. Doom and gloom. Very grey for this time of the year, I must say. It's not the kind of, Jacqueline Witter saying, I'm in Lanzarote. Well, lucky for some, weather is nice and hot. It would be, wouldn't it? It's Lanzarote. I wouldn't expect anything else. Just being taken by my second screen here. It's a one-man army. Thanks a lot. Yeah, solar return for the Lunar Lounge. Have to go and look. I think it's next week. It's not quite yet, but next week it's going to be. And speaking of next week, I'm not even too sure if I'm going to be here next week. I am away. I'm going away tomorrow. I always try and make sure when I travel, it's like number one priority. Apart from if I'm staying in an apartment, regardless whether I'm in a hotel, apartment or whatever, number one priority is internet. Can I get good service? You know, the amount of money sometimes I've spent in order to get the best Wi-Fi, the best, you know. Jackie said it's raining in Ghana. Ooh. I don't know. Again, maybe global warming, who knows? But I've been hearing a lot of around that area has been getting not so great weather. Certain parts of Africa anyway, certain parts of West Africa, and some parts of Northern Africa, and even Southern Europe also as well, that normally would be, you know, for its warmness and brightness. I've been having quite a bit of winds, rains, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, maybe things are changing. Faye saying, whoop, whoop, rain in Ghana. You people are so cruel. But saw nature, right? It's got a sun. It's got to be sunny one day, and it's got to rain another, I guess. you're saying what rain in Ghana? Well, you can't really boast about what's going on over here unless you're not over here at the moment. But you know, you can't really talk about what's going on over here in the UK because it's just like grey. All right, it's not raining, but it looks like it wants to rain. It looks like it's gonna rain. But yeah, so Jack's saying it will be sunny, an hour, rainy. It's rainy. Rainy season. Okay, it's rainy. Yeah, that is true, isn't it? It is rainy season. I do know Nigeria as well. They tend to have rainy season around it. Mid-year is where their rainy season is. Shout out to Mary. Welcome to the show. So keep us updated. Keep your questions coming in. Hope you can hear me live and well. I'm not too sure. I should be live on Instagram. Let me just double check. I've been having real great difficulty, having great, great, great difficulty over the past. What was I going to say? Yeah, I've been having great difficulty with the connecting with my social media of lately, but it is showing here that I am live. I am live here. As far as I am aware, I am live. So keep the questions coming. Okay, it is showing that I am live, but I can't see myself on the screen here. That's the thing. I don't understand what's going on there. Anywho, okay, shout out to Dinah. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Shout outs to you. So I'm here. It's warm and gray and will be sunny later. Oh, will it? Is there something you know that I don't? Been listening to the weather forecast, have you? What's been in the news? What's happening? It's the usual suspects, right? Nothing much really happening. It's the usual stuff. The wars are still going on. P. Diddy is still on trial. And what else? Not much changing there. Anything else in the headlines? No, people are shouting and complaining all about the same things. There doesn't seem to be anything that has, well, definitely nothing that has sparked my interest, that's for sure. There's nothing here. Donald Trump and Mr. Elon Musk have gone into a bit of a bust up, haven't they? Well, that didn't last long. I think people were calling it, isn't it? It doesn't, people don't last too long around Donald Trump, especially if they're not prepared to take orders. That's somebody with Mars on the ascendant right there. Do be mindful in terms of wanting to work for somebody with Mars on the ascendant or collaborate with somebody with Mars on the ascendant. So it is what it is. Apparently riots are kicking off in Northern Ireland. Apparently riots are kicking off. I'm not too sure. I think there might be something kicking off in France. I'm not too sure. Although I spoke to somebody in France just yesterday, but they didn't mention that. So this is a funny one that I saw. Number killed in Austria school shooting rises. What's going on? Austria, bloody hell, what the heck is going on there? Situation with Gaza still going on, of course, also as well. What else did I see here that was of any kind of interest? Elon Musk, I went too far criticizing Trump. All right, okay, well, get on with it, guys. Sort it out. Who's this? Bloody hell, well, I'm not going to read that one out. So that's about to be a sex show. What else is happening? Yeah, that's about it. Very sad. School. I never understand these school shootings, you know. I don't. What are you getting out of it, man? Obviously, you're, you know, somebody with a bit of mental problem, of course. You know, mine's not, not there. What is this as well? German authorities break silence on constructive search for Madeleine McCann. How many years has that been now? Shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. How many years? Huh? I mean, if this girl is still alive, I suppose could recognize her. What, she'll be what, 20 something or something like that. Once she should be in her school, yeah. So a lone attacker shot dead 10 people at a school in Austrian city of Graz, officials say. It's crazy. Austria. I mean, I've been to Austria quite a number of times. I love it there. It's a great city, I must say. A great place, great country. And it's not something that I would ever, ever, ever associate with that country. Gun shooting. I mean, in schools. I mean, they're well-groomed, problems are everywhere, man. It is what it is. Welcome to the world. That's how it is. Olena saying USA, LA. What is happening in USA, LA? You're talking with the wildfires? Because they've started up again, isn't there? I think it was Mary last week who was letting us know that they were, was it last week or week before? Where she mentioned about the wildfires that started in Canada on the West Coast, of course. And if they started in Canada on the West Coast, well, LA is just below that, isn't it? So they're on that same latitude line. Strikes of immigrants. Okay. Enlighten me, please. I'm a little bit ignorant or totally ignorant in terms of what's going on in LA. What's going on? And they had an award show there the other day, didn't they? I didn't hear nothing about that, was saying. Jax is saying full moon. The lunatics are out. Yeah, of course. And the lunatics are running the asylum as well. Happy full moon to everybody. So we'll talk about that with the... we'll talk about that with the... chart that I'll be bringing up in a moment. We're looking at the planetary periods and seeing what's there. Mary's saying it's riots. What's that? TG? Riots? Have you got riots going over in Canada as well? I know there's riots in Northern Ireland. That I do know. And I think there was riots kicking off in France. I meant riots in LA. Okay. Okay, so there's riots in LA. Well, that... if there's riots in LA, listen to this, people. If my mind serves me correctly, it might have been over just about 30 years ago, but it might be an echo of the riots that happened approximately when... what was the gentleman's name who got beat up? God, forgive me. How can I forget? When the riots happened in the that was late 80s, early 90s, wasn't it? With the police, with the video footage and stuff like that. Rodney King, that's it. Rodney King. But yeah, there could be an echo of that. So I need to look into that. I didn't know to, you know. Olena's saying confrontation of people with National Guard seems like a beginning of civil war. No, not the George Floyd one. MQ. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the Rodney King one. But yeah, I mean, George Floyd was that was the COVID. That was just around the COVID, wasn't it? Was that 2020, 2021, the George Floyd? But I'm talking about the Rodney King one, the late 80s, early 90s. It was around that period, wasn't it? Was it 90, 91 or something like that? Or 90 or something around that. You need to get my dates correct. But yeah, I'm thinking like this one could be an echo of that. Very often, if you track the Saturn cycle, very often you will find those kinds of, Saturn in Aquarius, Saturn in Pisces, Saturn in Aries, you know, those three, there tends to be a riot, especially in America. It's very common. It follows a real big pattern. Same with the P. Diddy trial. If you notice with the P. Diddy trial, it coincides with the Saturn return of the O.J. Simpson trial. It's one of the reasons why I think he's going to get off. If he does get off, he'll probably end up being locked up for something else, further down the line, that is. But I think it's very interesting, nevertheless, But let's see. I mean, let's see. Apparently, he's got shit-hot lawyers, and I expect him to have shit-hot lawyers. With that kind of money, you're worth. You're a billionaire, buddy. You shall have enough money to dig up... what's his name? Why am I forgetting names all of a sudden? What was the lawyer for O.J. Simpson I just mentioned? You should have enough money to dig him up. Johnny Cochran, that's it. Johnny Cochran. You'll have enough money to dig up Johnny Cochran and let him come and defend you in the court. Yeah, it is what it is. But let's see. So what is it I was going to say? So if you track the Saturn cycle. So now you see with the riots, that is to do with Saturn in Aries. Right? Saturn in Aries. Anytime one of the big planets moves into Aries, you will often get a series of riots. Aries being ruled by Mars, and Mars being the fighter, the aggressor, anger, the need for competitiveness, the need to fight, the fighting spirit of the nation often is triggered when planets like Saturn move into Aries. And not just Saturn moves into Aries, Neptune moves into Aries also as well. So I think collectively there is this strong urge to want to be brave and courageous and to stand up for yourself and fight for yourself. And the spirit of the people is rising, and that's it. So we're lashing back. Yeah. So that's what it is. If you all recall the Arab Spring, When Uranus moved into Aries, same thing, we got it, right? We have that. Now, this is what was interesting. I think I mentioned this about last week, where there was something to do with, I think it goes back to what was it in America? What part of America? There was something to do with an Egyptian, again, immigrant. Something to do with an Egyptian. And again, I think it may be connected to what Olena was talking about there. A few weeks ago, there was meant to do with some issue with I don't know the full details, but I believe the person was native Egyptian, and there was something to do with some kind of controversy which sparked a riot, which I thought was interesting, because the last time when, shout out to Mason in New York there, the last time when Uranus moved into Aries, we had a similar situation when Uranus moved into Aries. We had the thing in North Africa. I think it started in, was it Tunisia or one of those places? And that started the Arab Spring. It started the Arab Spring, where we had all the North Africa, Tunisia, Egypt, and so on and so forth, really started to kick off. Yeah. This happens when big planets move into Aries, I often find. So I think that's interesting. Mason is letting me know. Columbia University student. Ah, thank you. Is that the Egyptian one? Am I correct? Is that who you are referring to there, Mason? Is that the one that sparked the riot there? There is something about that. I'm getting a bit of a distraction here. How dare they? You know. Distract me while I'm doing my podcast, neighbors. Huh? Hey, it is what it is. Do let me know if that is the case with the the Columbian University student. But we may see quite a lot of that. And now, obviously, Jupiter's moved into Cancer. We're speaking about that. Should be bringing up the chart for that as well. Faye saying, is that your cat I can hear? No, that was a human being. Oh, you picked that up, did it? The mic picked that up. Hey, what happens to this mic? I thought you were meant to be noise cancellation orientated. I spent a lot of money on you. Supposed to cancel that out. But no, it's not my cat. It was actually a baby, could you believe? Yeah, neighbor down to the left. I know who you are. Yeah, there's a little girl, and when she cries, it sounds like a cat. my cat don't cry like that. No, not at all. I heard children, not a cat. Yeah, okay, Yvette's got it. Yeah, it's but she does sound a bit like a cat. Speaking about cat, here's my cat just coming right now. You don't cry like that, do you, boy? Yeah, Simba, you don't cry like that. Yeah, I think when he hears the sound, he goes out and checks, like, what's that? I think he thinks it's another cat as well. yeah, you're going to come and help me do the podcast, man, buddy. Yeah? You're a cat. So big planets, again, in Aries do tend to spark off, riots or, this fighting spirit that tends to rise within the people. And in most cases, we get that rising against, the government or some kind of authority. We kind of get in that pushback. My cat's opened the door again. So you're probably going to start picking up or start hearing the sounds of that. It's a little girl, not a cat. So it's going to be interesting. Shout out to Tal. How you doing? Shalom. Hope you're good. Welcome to the show. Why is everyone laughing? Because of my cat situation or what sounded like a cat. It is what it is. So coolio. And listen, let's go to the astrology and let's see what's happening there. Booyah. Okay, let's bring up the chart. So Jupiter is the big one, isn't it? It's the big talk. Yeah? Jupiter has moved into the sign of Cancer, where he is exalted, right? It is the big one, Jupiter in Cancer. Mercury's also just recently moved into Cancer as well. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, meaning he's a distinguished guest. He's an honorary guest. So things are going to be looking up. This is the part of the year that I've been waiting forward to be quite honest. I've been saying it from the get-go that the beginning of the year, okay, looks a bit, but second half of the year, right? I think second half of the year we can look up, but hold your horses, right? Because Jupiter has just moved into Cancer and is squaring Saturn right now. So it's a little bit like, I want to put it in layman's terms here so you can understand. It's a little bit like, you know, Mom and Dad have got you some sweets, so they got you a present, but you can't open it just yet. Yeah, got to wait for a bit. Father Christmas has bought the presents, but you can't open it yet. Why? Because it ain't Christmas Day. You know what it's like. You ever been a child, ever celebrated Christmas? You want to open up your Christmas presents on what? A week before Christmas? No, you got to wait. They're under the tree. Yeah, that's kind of how we can see this Jupiter square Saturn. But Saturn's rather weak. I did speak about that last week. So yeah. That is something to definitely bear in mind. But I feel it might be a little bit of a tug of war. It might be a little bit difficult. And remember, I've been saying it from last week. And again, today is the full moon also as well. And the full moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. And Jupiter's just entered Cancer, where he's exalted, but he's square Saturn. So something looks like it's about to give. Something's about to burst here. And then what's going to be happening in the next 2 days? The planet Mars is also going to be squared Uranus. Can you hear the baby again in the background? I'm going to shut my door. No doubt my cat's going to come in and open it up again. Yeah. You know who the boss of this house is, don't you? Yeah, ain't me. So Jupiter squaring Saturn, it's going to test our patience for sure. That's what Saturn does. He'll test your patience. So Jupiter square Saturn is saying like, okay, the good stuff's here. It's on its way, but we just got to wait. So tension is building over the course of the next week. Recall I said that last week. Remember I said up until about what? The 16th, 17th, which will be next week, tension's building. And I might not be here next week. There might not be a Lunar Lounge show next week because I'm away, but there should be. I don't want to say should be. There might not be actually. But have a look. Check me up. I might be online. I'm going to try to be online. Let's put it that way. But I'm not too sure about the, I'm sure I'll have good internet. Of course I will. I just might be too busy, you know, that kind of thing. Dominica saying hello to the cat. Thank you very much. Yes, noisy baby. Tell me about it. It's again, my neighbors. One of my neighbors, I've got a few neighbors. And it's their little girl. I mean, she's only, I don't know, she can't be more than, I don't know, 4 or 5 or something like that. But when she does go into one, when she has her moments, she sounds like a cat. The amount of times I've heard this girl and I thought, is that my cat? Is that another cat? I know my cat don't make that sound anyway, but I'm like, is that another? No, it's her. Yeah, better believe it. So I'm about to close the door. And my cat, I think, finds her sounds quite amusing as well. So when she's at it, he goes outside as well to go and, not that he can see her, but he goes out to listen and see where the noise is coming from, what's happening. He wants to check out the action, man. That's how it is. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the building. Yeah. Mason, you can do a quick show. In the loo. In the loo? What are you after? Oh, God. Never. Couldn't pay me enough money. I need millions and millions to do that. Yeah. but yeah, I'm gonna be away next week. But I should have good internet. But let's see. I think it's more of the time that may throw me off a bit. But I will try to bring you a show. Might do it live from the beach. How about that? Yeah. Anywho, like I said, something's bubbling up here over the course of the next week. And I also suspect that the riots which we are hearing about, whether it's in LA, whether it's in Northern Ireland, whether it's in France, whether it's in anywhere in the world, tensions are definitely rising, especially with this full moon, because a full moon is about something coming to, and the planet which rules this full moon is Jupiter. And he's the one that's, you know, squaring Saturn right now. And then, like I said, in the next couple of days, we're going to have Mars, Uranus also in the mix. So tensions are rising. So people, what I would say is just, again, I don't want to paint a doom and gloom kind of thing, but I think we're in a very sensitive period and a sensitive point right now over the course of the next week because of these squares, two major squares, and because of this full moon, which has taken place today, right? And we've already got the full moon in Sagittarius, right? This full moon is also been trying, the full moon is also trining Mars, right? The full moon is trining Mars. So that's something also as well that, and this full moon is in Sagittarius, right? It's very, you know, full of vitality, full of energy. Right, it's all about freedom, and you know, and then it's been stimulated by Mars as well. It's a fiery full moon, very fiery, full of energy and full of enthusiasm and full of movement and it's high spirited and you know it wants to inspire. You know, it's a full moon in Sagittarius. It wants to do something big. It's ruled by Jupiter. Right? But what we may find over the course of the next week is that our aspirations, our inspirations or things that inspire us to want to go further, to want to do more, we may find that they are being blocked in some kind of way because of the Jupiter Saturn. Yeah, so there's a lot of energy, right, with this chart at the moment. There's a huge amount of energy, huge creative energy, huge enthusiastic energy, you know, and we're wanting to tap into that. But for some reason, it's like, we're going to get blocked. It's only for about the week or two. After that, we're good. We are good. This Jupiter in Cancer is for us, baby. Everybody's going to be benefiting from this in some way, shape, or form. But there's a lot of energy out there. This is a time to chase your dreams, your big dreams. This is a time to go for it. But what I will say is take it slow. Because of the Jupiter Saturn, take it easy. Try not to rush into anything. And also as well, it's Jupiter. The full moon is in Sagittarius and it's Jupiter. So there's something around freedom, justice, perhaps, maybe, which is what the LA riots could well be bringing in. There may be something about justice or, you know, things are not, they don't seem to be justified. You know, Jupiter's, you know, quite morale, ethics. You understand? This is what this aspect of this full moon is about and this period is about. But something's cooking. Something is cooking. That's the thing. We've got to keep our eyes on the prize. One thing that is happening today, which looks quite nice, we've got a Mercury Venus sextile. That's good. Good for communication. Good for understanding each other. I'll take that. I like that. And they're going relatively well. Mercury's moving quite quick. Guess what, people? Mercury's going retrograde next month. In about a month's time, Mercury's back again to his retrograde motion. Fix up your shit, man. Listen, I've got the computer. I've got the computer to back up the computer that backs up that and that computer. I ain't playing. Mercury always gets you somewhere, doesn't he? But we've got Mercury Venus. Good for communication. Good for friendship. This is really nice. Sharing pleasant words with each other. Great time for learning. Great for stimulating our social circles also as well, especially with friends or community. You know, there's a nice energy there from Mercury Venus, which can really stimulate, nice intellectual conversations. Yeah. And Venus is, you know, she's in her own sign. That's another thing, isn't it? We've got Venus in Taurus. The time to really indulge. Yeah, you got to indulge with Venus in Taurus, man. You got to indulge. Tiffany's saying sometimes you have to go slow to go fast. That is correct. This is definitely one of these times. And she says, yes, just say no to fascism. Yeah, and that too. What else is happening here? Yeah, okay, was just checking to see if there's anything in the chat. Doesn't seem to be so. Let's go back to the chart. So what else is happening? Full moon. Happy full moon, y'all. Now is the time to release. Now is the time to release. Yeah? Release the energy. What are you trying to let go of? You know, this full moon is in Sagittarius. There's something, because Sagittarius is ruled by the planet Jupiter, there's something here about your belief system. We all believe in something. You have to believe in something. And when I say belief, I'm not necessarily talking about religion. That's one belief. But we believe in other things. We believe our ideologies or maybe philosophies. And this full moon is also about changing that, reconciling, letting go of maybe ideas or philosophies or beliefs that no longer serve us anymore. Full moon in Sag. So something's coming to, but the moon is now starting to wane, which indicates a time of letting go, emptying out, release. Great for the healing. But we have to take it slow because of the Jupiter square Saturn. We've got to watch out for that. Anywho, let's look over the course of the next couple of days. What else is happening? Over the course of the next days, again, because Mercury, Venus are at the, they move roughly around the same speed. And Venus is picking up speed now, and Mercury is definitely moving, so quick. They're moving at same speed. So they're going to be sextile over the course of the next 2 days. Maybe from about the 14th. So in about 2-3 days, Mercury will start to pull away from the sextile. It's probably fair to say the sextile will be over by the 14th, 15th of June. However, on the 14th, starting from the 14th of June, is where we start to get the exact square. I spoke about this last week, of Mars squaring Uranus. Mars square Uranus is a time, an explosive time, can be an explosive time. We've got two planets that are very explosive right? We've got Mars, which is all about, and so we're already getting a lot of tensions out there and stuff like that. And then we've got a planet like Uranus in the mix. So what we're likely going to see here is very random acts of fighting, riots perhaps, which we're already seeing, you know, riots popping out of nowhere, things being set off. So that's what we can be expecting, okay, over the course of this next week. This is going to be this Saturday coming. So this Saturday, we're going to be having a Mars square Uranus exact, and it will square it also on the 15th. So 14th, 15th are the really high points of this square. Also on the 15th is where we're getting the exact square of Jupiter squaring Saturn. So both, we've got two squares. Jupiter square Saturn, Mars square Uranus on the same day. It's explosive. We're getting a build-up here, people. So the build-up is from now until this weekend coming. So watch out. Now, what I would say, people, is just be mindful how you're expressing yourself. Listen, there's plenty of ways, plenty of therapeutic ways how you can release any frustration, any anger. Get yourself in that gym. Do 20 push-ups. Start with that. And after you finish doing 20 push-ups, do another 20. And after you finish doing that, do another 20. And then another 20, and then another 20. How about that? Go bake yourself a cake. Go make some love. Yeah, I've said it. Get to bumping and grinding. Mars loves a bump and grind. Go to the gym, hit a bag. Do some martial arts, go running. Find something to do. Because high energy around this next week, the next 7 days is very, very high energy, very intense energy, very explosive energy. And the levee is about to break. Something is going to give. So it's going to get a little bit intense. So watch out for over the course of the next week for like sudden, random, unpredictable, very action, high velocity, very intense, action orientated, perhaps also violence. I don't want to sort of like advocate that, but you know, this is a recipe for it. It's aggressive. Anything with Mars is going to be aggressive. Now, there's nothing wrong with aggression. It's how you channel it. It's how you use it. That is the question. How are you utilizing this aggression is the question. Faye's letting us know the sun is coming out now. Maybe at your end. What part of London are you? Okay, it is getting brighter. I don't know about the sun coming out. And Jack's still letting us know that it's still raining in Ghana. So, as I was saying, do be mindful how you are utilizing your energy. Shout out to Susanna. You know, some people spell Susanna with an S and some people spell it with a Z. Some people, I've seen Susanna spelled with SZ. Susanna. So it's like the Z is silent. Yeah, something like that. Welcome to the show, to the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, exactly that. Wear it there. I think phase someplace else, you know. Things are building up, guys. Watch out for this over the course of the next week. So the tensions are going to be building. So we're looking till like the 15th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, starting from like 16th, 17th, the energy starts to wane. 16th, 17th, the energy starts to wane. On the 17th, Mars is going to enter Virgo, enter the sign of Virgo. And the square with Jupiter and Saturn starts to wane, starts to get easy. You know, that Jupiter is going to move to 2 degrees. And this is where, so I am saying things start to ease up. We start to get certain benefits after, I'll say after like 18th, 19th. And I think this is really going to be good. Why? Because on the 21st, we're going to have the sun moving into Cancer, and it's going to be the summer solstice for us in the Northern Hemisphere. We're also going to have a sun conjunct Jupiter in Cancer, of course. And also on the day of the summer solstice, the moon, which rules Cancer, where the sun is going to be, will be exalted in Taurus. And also conjunct Venus. Happy days are here again. So people, hold your horses. Hold your horses. Good times are coming. Good times are here. We just got to be a bit patient. Got to be a bit constructive with what we're doing. Definitely, we're looking from the 21st onwards. 19th, 20th, but I'd say 20th. Sorry, 21st. Moment the sun moves into Cancer. Bingo. There we go. The square between Jupiter and Saturn starts to ease, starts to release, and then we start to get the releasing. Right? So watch out for that, people. Then what's going to happen? What is going to happen? We're going to have a sextile. So starting from when the sun moves into Cancer on the 21st, we're going to have sun conjunct Jupiter. Okay. Yeah, we know that. Hold on a minute, people. When the sun moves into Cancer, the sun is going to be squared by Saturn. Ooh. Yeah, we're not totally out of it. Let me not run away with the fairies here. The sun is going to be squared Saturn. And that's going to be the summer solstice chart as well. Okay. So we still got to take it easy, people. Still got to take it easy. We're in a good place. We're in a much better place. But we still got to take it easy. Sun is going to square Saturn on the 22nd. He'll square it as the moment he enters Cancer. But then he's going to square it again on the 22nd. But the sun will also be making a sextile to Mars. We're going to have a sun sextile Mars. So again, we're getting some encouragement. We're getting some energy. We're getting a bit of a push. So that's good. So, but there's a square to Saturn. Okay. So that may not be the best. No problem there. On the 23rd of June, again, we still have the sextile with sun and Mars. The sun starts to separate from a square, from the square to Saturn, and starts to sextile Mars. On the 24th of June, we're going to have Sun-Jupiter conjunction, but we're also going to have what's known as Jupiter Cassini in the heart of the sun on the 24th of June. People, on the 24th of June, there's going to be a very auspicious day. Make a wish. Great. It's going to be great. Make a wish on the 24th. Don't say I didn't tell you. On the 24th, you want to be making sure that you're tapping into this energy. Sun conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is going to be Cassini, meaning it's going to be within 17 minutes in the heart of the Sun. Very, very auspicious. And at the same time, the Sun will also be sextiling Mars. So it's getting a nice energy kick to it. So it's cool stuff. We like it, right? Then the Sun will be exact sextile on the 25th of June. On the 25th of June, we're going to be experiencing the new moon in Cancer. New moon in Cancer on the 25th of June. It's a new beginning. This is going to be a good new moon. Why? The moon rules Cancer. She's going to be in her own sign. We're going to have a new moon with conjunction with Jupiter and a sextile to Mars. That is going to be brilliant. Okay, there's going to be a bit of a square to Saturn as well, but it's not going to be, and Saturn's weak anyway. Saturn needs to take a chill pill. But we love you, Saturn. Where would we be without the principle of Saturn? But it's going to be more on the waning side in terms of the square with Saturn, because Jupiter, Sun, Moon, they would have moved on. So that's cool stuff. So that's going to be on the 25th of June. On the 25th of June, we're going to have a new moon in the sign of Cancer, conjunct Jupiter and sextile Mars with a touch of Saturn. So we're still being having to be patient, but nevertheless, it's a more comfortable and goody-goody time. On the 26th of June, we still got the sextile with Sun and Mars, still very strong, lots of energy. We'll also got it on the 27th of June. 27th of June, 28th of June, it's still there. By the way, on the 26th of June, Mercury is going to move into the sign of Leo. Mercury enters the sign of Leo, and that's where he's going to go retrograde. He's going to go retrograde in Leo, because that's in this year, that's what's happening. He's going retrograde in the fire signs and going back into the water signs. So he'll go retrograde in Leo and come back into Cancer. On the 26th of June, what else are we having? 26th of June. So we still got the sextile with the Sun and Mars. Is there anything else? No, that's about it. 27th. Anything? We still got the sextile with Sun and Mars. It's still there. We're also going to be having a sextile with Mars and Jupiter. Mars and Jupiter as well. We've got a bit of a sextile there as well. Lots of energy. Towards the end of the month, lots of energy, lots of opportunities. We're going to be having Sun, Jupiter, and Mars in sextile. Well, we're going to have Sun, Jupiter, sextile, Mars. That can be extremely beneficial times. Very resourceful. Great for opportunities, right? So be sure to watch out for that. 28th, is there anything? The sextile is still there. 29th of June. Anything? Nothing happening there. By the way, when Mercury moves into Leo, he's going to trine Saturn. That's also very good. It's going to be good for trade, good for travel, good for communication, good for doing business, good for signing negotiations. And you probably want to start doing that before Mercury goes retrograde in July. So this is going to be like 26th, 27th, 28th of June is where we're having that. 29th of June, June 30. What else? What have we got? Anything? We still got the trine with Mercury and Saturn, but it's fading. It's waning. Anything else? Nothing else. apart from that. Just towards the end of June, we're going to have Venus starting to make a conjunction to the planet Uranus also as well. So that's going to be bringing a bit of a spark into our love lives. But that's going to be like the last day. That's where she's moving closer. But the conjunction will happen in July. And I'll talk about that then. So, yeah. And that is the cosmic news for, yeah. Shout out to Stacy Gaya. Welcome. Thank you. Just tuning in. Thank you. Tiffany's saying, better quit dragging Saturn because Saturn don't play with us. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Saturn's cool. I love Saturn. How can you not? I'm not going to be enemies with Saturn. Once you understand the principle of Saturn. Tiffany's saying Saturn's always drying up stuff. My baby turns one tomorrow, y'all. She is not only walking, she is running now. Oh, God. Yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of the Gemini. Happy birthday for your baby tomorrow. So, yeah. Cool. Stacey's saying, I missed it. Yeah, it sounds like you missed majority of it. Where were you? 12:30 every week. Although I might not be here next week, but 12:30 every Wednesday. Shout out to Starshine. Welcome to the show, Starshine. Great having you on board. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. And yeah, let me close this. I think we're done with this one now. Stop sharing. What is it? Tarot card. But before we go to the tarot cards, it's competition time. Hey, competition time, people. You know what time it is. Where we at. Competition time. People, I ask a question. And the first person, let me put the email up for, you know, I'm going to ask a question in a moment before I pose the next question. I ask a question and the first person who emails me the following Wednesday at midnight UK time. So do adjust your clocks for those of you who are looking to participate, gets to be the winner of 30 Skrilla, £30. Don't buy yourself a drink. But yeah, it is what it is. However, last week's question, very interesting. I knew it. And it's like I know the answers that people are going to come with. Stop using Google. We're talking real deal astrology here, people. I'm warning you now. Either you start studying the shit and start studying the shit properly and stop making it a guessing game. Yeah. It is what it is. Stacy's saying, where are you? Is that for me? Oh, Stacy's saying, I'm outside of DC. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Stacy. That was for me. I'm in London, UK. So at 12:30 p.m. UK time, which is, you know, you said I'm outside of DC, so it's going to be quite early for you, right? Maybe, I don't know, about 7:30 in the morning, depending. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm in London, UK. Next week, because I'm traveling in over the next couple of days, but so next week I'm going to be someplace. I don't know if I'm going to be doing the show next week. I may not be, but normally every week, 12:30 p.m., I'm here. I might do it, people. My hands are up, you know. There you go. You got a buddy there, Stacy. Tiffany's saying I'll be in DC next week, so that's good. See what happens here at the Lunar Land Show. We get people to meet and network. Who knows? You know, maybe Stacy and Tiffany. There's a rhyme there, Stacy. Tiffany, maybe they're, you know, meeting each other could become millionaires due to meeting on the Lunar Land Show. I want 10%. of all the money you guys make together. So it's 8:30 where you are now, Stacey. So yeah, so I started an hour ago, which would be 7:30. So it's going to be 7:30 for you when I start the show. So keep it unlocked. Set a reminder. You know. But you're listening on LinkedIn, aren't you? I suppose if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe or something and maybe put on an alert so it alerts you when I'm online, something like that. It's cool. Competition time. Let's get to this competition. Last week, I asked the question, what planet rules Willow Tree? The Willow Tree, people. I asked about the Willow Tree, and I knew. I knew what answer was gonna come. I knew how you people are thinking, because you're too busy trying to Google shit, trying to be smart. Yeah, this ain't that kind of show, man. We're dealing with real astrology here, man. You know? But it is what it is. So I asked what planet rules Willow Trees. The first person who came in. Oh, sorry, no, that's the wrong one. First person who answered. Hold on. Okay, that's it. First person who came in, Olena. You know, I like your timing. You're really on it, aren't you? You know. She goes, dear Israel, Willow Tree is ruled by the moon because it grows near water and it weeps. I think that was a clue into what the right answer should be. Amy, I'm guessing Neptune for Willows. Incorrect. Start using these outer planets first and foremost. Yeah. They're not that way inclined. These things had rulers before, you know, we started using outer planets. So a little bit of a tip right there. Banjo Joe, what planet rules Willow Tree? He says, A, the moon. Willows are associated with water, intuition, and spiritual realm, which is also linked with the moon. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed week too, brother. Incorrect. And Christian, yeah, moon, incorrect. Moon, and maybe you guys were Googling, and maybe you came across the whole thing about, because the Willow Tree is something very sacred, so to speak, amongst the Celts, and even the Welsh as well, actually. So in the Celtic tradition. And there is an association again because it grows near water and association obviously with the moon, but it's not. The Willow Tree is a tree which is strongly connected with grief, sorrow. That's why willow, for those of you who know anything about health, the willow or the willow bark or the willow essence or bat flower remedies is what is used for people who are going through some kind of grief, stress, mourning, things of that nature, weeping. It's ruled by Saturn. Incorrect. Stop Googling my shit. When I give you questions, you got to do proper astrology, people. Stop with this ABC shit. You're going to work for this money. You're going to work for this money. Okay, people. I'm going to give you a nice, easy one for this week. I ask a question. The first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight, UK time. Stacey's saying, I only see my comments. Ah, I can't see the other comments of others. That's interesting. I don't know how this thing works. I can see everybody's comment. Well, of course, I'm hosting the show. Duh. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the platform you're using. Maybe it doesn't allow, because the other people are answering you from, they're on YouTube. I think YouTube is the better place to watch me live. YouTube and Instagram. I think those two are the best places. So yeah. Pretty, you laughing. Why are you laughing? Pretty's laughing at me. See emojis there, right there. But yeah, so I think YouTube might be one of the better places to watch me. So so yeah. Jack saying, if we don't know the answer, how are we supposed to find out? Study. Join my astrology course. That's coming up next. Even Christian, when he answered last week, he said, yeah, you're probably going to tell me, yeah, that I should join. Yeah, I think it's evident, don't you? Like I said, if you joined the course, you probably would have got half of the money back winning these. So it's there. So Stacey's saying, should I go to YouTube? What's your full name? Yeah, you can go to YouTube and go to YouTube. Yeah, certainly go to YouTube. If you put in the Lunar Lounge podcast show, you should get it. The Lunar Lounge podcast, if you Google it, or yeah. The Lunar Lounge podcast, give it a shot. You should be able to find me there. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment. but yeah, you can do that. And then you probably will, Faye saying Saturn, didn't get it. Yeah, everyone was going for the moon. Yeah, I can see how they were thinking. They were thinking, oh, it's near the water, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, one of the things why it's also a Saturnian plant, it's extremely enduring. Although the people often refer to its flexibility, but it's actually very, very, it's an enduring kind of tree. It's very Saturnian, actually, very. What do I look for on YouTube or Instagram? If you go to Instagram, if you click Sacred Planets on Instagram, Sacred Planets. So Stacey on Instagram, I'm Sacred Planets. You'd see me live there. Sacred Planets, one word. But if YouTube, the Lunar Lounge podcast, if you put in the Lunar Lounge podcast, you should find me there on YouTube. So Jack saying, I'm on the course. You don't tell us those answers. Maybe you just haven't got to that part of the course. it is what it is. Okay, so I ask a question. First person who answers me next week from midnight Wednesday. So then I recite, even though there may not be a show next week, but let's see, it's in the balance. But the first person who emails me, the email address is what's on your screens right now, which you're seeing, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are listening to the recording, most people listen to this. They listen to the recording. Only a few of you get the privilege to watch me live. So yeah. Pretty saying not at you. Okay, you weren't laughing at me. You can laugh at me. I'm a laughable character. Pretty saying, I got the question right at home. That's why. I take it you didn't need the £30 then, Pretty. But, you know, it's the spirit of the competition that matters, you see. Now, people, get ready for this question. Nice and easy. What planet rules virgins? What planet rules virgins? Yeah, a virgin, somebody who's not encountered a sexual experience. I'm talking that kind of virgin. What planet rules virgins? Listen, first person who emails me next week, Wednesday, 12 midnight, £30 will be sent over to you. Shout out to my brother Shio. How you doing? It's been a moment. I ain't seen you in a minute. Hope you're good, bro. Welcome to the show. What else I was gonna say? Yeah, so that's the question. What planet rules virgins? First person who inboxes me next week. Don't use Google, whatever you do. Don't mess things up. Don't mess it up now, people. I shall be waiting on your answer. What planet rules virgins? So that is the question. Before I go to the tarot card of the week, you know me, gotta plug myself, right? Something like that. Listen, the astrology course has gone up. I told you. For those of you who didn't get it, I gave you extra time and extra time. It's gone up. However, I think the discount still may be there. However, people working on the website are going to change it. Email will come in very soon and they'll say, it's changed, no longer available. So you can still get a discount, but the price has gone up. Either way, you're paying more. But you don't want to pay much more because when the discount goes, then it's full price. And that's going to be going very, very soon. So people, don't say I didn't tell you. Sign up to the astrology course, people. You get lifetime access. 2 classes a week, and there's going to be a third one coming along. Yeah, I said it. There's going to be a third one. The third one probably may start around September, maybe October, but there's going to be a third one. There's going to be 3 live classes every week. You miss a class, don't worry. Everything gets recorded. You get access to your portal, reading materials. You get topics that you need to go through step by step. Learn at your own pace. Attend the classes. Ask any questions. Showing you how to break down astrology with a blend of traditional, medieval, modern contemporary, and psychological astrology, all in one. Ain't no platform on the planet that is doing that. None. If you find one, come tell me, please. I'm interested. I'll sign up and I'll give you the money myself if you can find one. So, people, sign up. Astro Fundamentals. It's going to be a blast. You're going to learn everything all about your natal chart, how to predict upcoming trends, what's happening, good times, challenging times, and anything in between. Taking astrology to that next level. And then you won't have to be getting these questions wrong. I might have to start banning my students eventually because you're going to be too hot. Yeah, I'm going to be asking questions and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I know it. It's like, okay. it is what it is. People sign up. The discount code is there. That's my email address if you're interested in signing up. sacredplanets@gmail.com. Email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com, and I will sign you up or I'll send you the discount link. You can pay in installments. A lot of people or a few people have asked me if they can pay in installments because maybe the payment is a bit too big. You can pay in installments. However, if you pay in installments, you don't get the discount. The discount code doesn't work for installment payments. So if you're paying installments, it means you're paying the full price. If you're getting the discount code, then you're just paying there's no installment. You're just paying fully. So that's how that works. But yeah, it's it's cool stuff. So let me know if you are interested. Sign you up, man. It is what it is. Anything else? No, I think that is it. I think we're going for tarot card of the week, right? I think we're at that space. Tarot card of the week. Okay. There we go. So I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Let me pull out a card. Let's see. Full moon card, as much as tarot card of the week as well. So just going to pull out the cards. You know me. Right here. What do we got? Oh, I like it. It's a real Jupiter in Cancer kind of card. We got the wish card. We've got the Nine of Cups. Over the course of the next week, it indicates that we should seek happiness. Now, this card is indicating that we, Yvette is saying, what? Is that in regards to the price? Okay. This card is a card about happiness. It's indicating that over the course of the next week, we can start working towards our goals. It's indicating like there is things slowly but surely manifesting for us, being more joyful. Start counting our blessings over the course of the next week. This is really nice. I really like it. It's showing us a nice, good week. And I've been talking about this with this Jupiter. Although, yes, it's square Saturn, but it's a weak Saturn. No biggie. But better times are coming now. Good times. This is why you need to sign up to my classes, you know. I'm going to keep saying it. People say, you don't promote yourself enough. I'm doing it now. I'm going to show you how all these planetary alignments, how it's affecting you. It's going to be affecting different people in different ways, at different times. Anywho, we got a nice good card that's backing that up. Nine of Cups. It's a time to embrace, to be open to your manifestations, your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations being fulfilled. It's known as the wish card. It indicates things that to do with that we're hoping and wishing for and working towards. They're starting to come to fruition. They're starting to show themselves. They're going to start to show themselves over the course of the next 9 days, or the next 7 days, because I might be pulling out another card by next week. Maybe I shouldn't do the show with this one. Let's just enjoy this for the next 2 weeks. That is what the Nine of Cups essentially is about. It's a really good card, great energy, right? It's also a card that is also about our emotional well-being, emotional happiness. So we're being open to that as well. So really cool stuff here. Tarot card of the week. We got the Nine of Cups. I love it, love it, love it. Can't get enough of it. Yeah, cool stuff. I'm coming to the end of the show. What else? Next week, like I said, I'm going to try and be, you know, because I'm in a different time zone. So, but I'll be checking. I'll be trying to log on. I know I'm going to have good internet. I better have good internet. Shout out to Lizzie Ann. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Hope you are well. But you've joined us when I'm about to finish. Shout out to Stacey. Thank you very much. She's saying, I'm in Rockville. I am a holistic practitioner. Have a treatment plan. Oh, okay, okay. Might have to look you up, you know. You're seeing the okay, okay, see that there. Miss Stacey, all right, then I'll put you on blast there. See that there on the screen? See? Put you on blast. Go check Stacey out, man, if you are in Rockville. Yeah? If you're in Rockville. MD, what's MD for? What's MD? Can't remember your counties. Mid-district? Is that what? What's MD? Stacey, please. Or is Tiffany there? What's MD stand for? Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, is it? What is MD? I'm trying to think now. America with all you, you know. What is MD? Memphis? Memphis District? What is MD? Somebody, what is MD? Maryland, okay, thank you. Okay, so it's Maryland. Okay, Maryland. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay, MD is Maryland. Okay, cool, cool. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Just call it Maryland. That's what we call it. It's quite interesting how places get their names, isn't it? Maryland. You know, who names this? I mean, half of those places in you got in America, they were named after the British, weren't they? It's what the British did, you know, went around the world just colonizing and naming everything. You can't just do that. But you did. Anywho, everything happens for a reason. We need to find out the reason. That's what it boils down to. People, listen, you've been tuning in to the Lunar Lounge Show with myself, Israel Adjozie. Welcome. Each and every single one of you, those of you who tuned in on Instagram, those of you who tuned in on LinkedIn, shout out to Stacy. Was great having you here for the first time. Like I said, I'm here every week, 12:30 p.m. UK time, that is, which is 7:30 for you by the sounds of things, 7:30 a.m. But thank you. Great to have you on board. It's a show which aims to inform, enlighten, slight entertainment about the cosmos, about astrology and how it refers to us here on planet Earth, humans affairs. So it's all about the astrology. Tiffany saying bloody colonizers. Yeah, it's welcome to planet Earth. It's been happening from day dot, and on some level will continue to have colonize, take over, call it what you wish. Colonization happens in so many different forms. Make no mistake about it. Sometimes it's very subtle, sometimes it can be a gentle way, but it does happen. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much for your participation. It's that time. You know what it is. You hear the music in the background. It's playing. It's the Lunar Lounge. Listen, you've been listening to myself, Israel Adjozie. I will be back with you hopefully next week. Okay. If not, it will be the week after. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. Thank you very much. And I am out. Stay blessed, people.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.